At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This is John Batchelor, conversation with Anatole Levin, my colleague at the Quincy Institute for Responsible Statecraft. How do the Russians greet the news of Donald Trump's return to the White House? What are they thinking of? What do they want to know about? And how to deal with them, given the state of the war in Ukraine, the remarks made over these years, and the expectation of negotiation ahead? Here's Anatole to describe his anecdotal information and then also point to a recommendation about where to go next with diplomacy. Anatole Levin on Russia Hears Trump's Victory and much more of this later tonight.
Well, I mean, I'm sure that they are happier with Trump than they were with Biden or would have been with Harris. But they have they really don't know, it seems. Well, none of us do exactly what Trump is going to offer. They're also worried, you see, that Trump, they're worried about that North Korean scenario that I mentioned, that Trump possibly even, you know, ambushed into this by the US establishment, will make an offer that he genuinely thinks of as genuinely viable and generous, like this deal of territory for NATO. The Russians will turn it down, and Trump will then get angry, which he's good at, and kick over the table, and things will be even worse than they were before. So there are a lot of Russian worries about this. I mean, the point being that there are things, I am told, though not, of course, by Putin, that the Russians are prepared to negotiate down, not completely away, but down. You know, this denazification business, demilitarization, they can be, you know, greatly reduced. The two things that they're not prepared to negotiate are giving up territory that they already hold in these four provinces that they've annexed, and neutrality, no NATO membership. I mean, I was told by everybody that these are non-negotiables as far as Putin is concerned. The way that these negotiations work, if they do work, is that you begin with a back channel so that the Trump government can hear this and, you know, find out what it's dealing with from the Russians and decide just what, in fact, it can offer. But this, you know, this requires careful diplomacy. I mean, if Trump had any sense, he would appoint William Burns. He'd move him from CIA to the State Department and task him with this as Secretary of State. But Burns is a professional and very skilled diplomat. But there aren't many people I know in Washington who think that that's likely.
I'm Rodney Williams.
And I'm Travis Holloway. Welcome to the Wealth Break Podcast, a real conversation about finance.
Let's be honest. Building wealth doesn't look the same for everyone.
I feel like sometimes being broke is a cycle and that we might have to revisit that.
And we're not stopping at success stories.
What happens when it doesn't go right? How do you cope with it?
Because wealth isn't just about money. It's about creating a life where you thrive and help others do the same.
Listen to the Wealth Break Podcast on the iHeartRadio app.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code iHeart or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
There's a time and a place for Filet-O-Fish, but breakfast is for sausage biscuits. McDonald's breakfast comes first. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.